Jason, frustrating, I think, afternoon for yourself and the team. How do you pick it apart?
Yeah, frustrating and disappointing, I think, is the two biggest words that you can use. Probably one of my worst performances there, being in charge at home today. Felt that we never got going at any point, and really frustrating day at the office, and it's hard to put your finger on it after a really good unbeaten run. Let the boys know my disappointment today, and I didn't think we got going at any point in the game.
You say that it's hard to put your finger on it, but has anyone come up with any ideas why it just didn't click into place this afternoon?
Yeah, I think that we we try to play a passing game. I think in the first minute it summed it up, probably four or five high balls, and a game I want to forget very quickly.
How frustrating or disappointing in the manner of the goal as well that Biggleswade scored, given that you've been so solid at the back this season?
Yeah, it was disappointing. From my own personal point of view, it is a good finish. But we've made a mistake, and we made a mistake last week as well for the goal. And us two mistakes have been punished. And on the whole, we've been really excellent at the back. It's harsh sometimes, but we didn't do enough going forward today, and we've been punished by a mistake as well.
You didn't do enough, you say, but there were a few chances, but again, just like that clinical edge. Is that a fair assessment?
I think that's fair to say that. Obviously we did have a couple of chances, like you say, but we haven't taken them. If you take those chances early on in the game, it makes for a different game. You know, the away team has to come out and try and get something rather than sitting in. Today, like I said, it didn't happen, and we've had to work very hard for our wins at home, and we have done. And I felt that today was the first time we haven't really created clear-cut chances, and that's really disappointing today. And like you said, we probably did miss a couple of our more creative players, but I'm not making that as an excuse. You know, like I said, I've got a good squad, and We need to go back to the drawing board, and a little bit frustrating. I felt we was a little bit narrow first half, and I'll look to probably change it slightly on Tuesday with a really tough game at Chippenham.
When you look at the table, we've had such a solid start, but I think when you look a bit closer, it's fair to say that the goals didn't come today, that you've been struggling to score for large parts of the season. Jace, is it a big concern the goals aren't coming, and the fact it's cost you today and it could cost you again going forward, obviously?
If you'd have asked me before today, I would have said that it didn't concern me, because we've created really good chances and not taken them. Today, a little bit more worried that we didn't create enough chances for my liking, and that's frustrating. And like I said, we do a lot of work on shooting and stuff like that, and like I said, today we didn't get going, and that's the bigger picture for me. We didn't get going, we didn't find our passes, we got no movement going, and really frustrating. But like, a big thing for me is I felt we did a majority of the side lacked a little bit of desire today, and they could have no complaints if they're left out on Tuesday night.
If it doesn't change up front for you going forward, what can you do as a manager? You mentioned there you work a lot on shooting and things like that. You can only make so many changes within the squad. You have to go and look for new personnel.
Yeah, I'd have to go and look for personnel. I'm always going out watching games, I would have to tweak my squad then, which would be really frustrating, because the group of lads that I got, I feel are good enough. And like I said, to get another striker, I would have to tweak it from within, what budget I've got.
You have got a chance, as you said, to put it right on Tuesday night. There may well be changes from the sounds of it, but how tough a game as well. Don't get any easier, chipping them away.
Yeah, I would say that's probably the toughest place to go in the league, to be honest with you. Even with Chippenham, in previous seasons, when they haven't been going so well, it's a sloping pitch and really difficult, and Chippenham make it really difficult. And fair play to Martin, our manager. He's got them playing some good football this year. I see they've drawn today, so it just goes to show how tough the league is.